Kavod HaRav, the Rav issued a ruling here about using wireless internet connections without permission. Those I spoken to with a technical background in computing, including professionals, said that the most browsing will result in significant loss to connection speed if the site contains large pictures, animations, etc., which almost all websites do these days. Also, why it is not considered stealing if many people use one connection and together they cause significant loss of speed, even if individually they don't. Since the PSAC was issued a long time ago, the content of websites may have changed in the interim. I wonder if the Rav still holds of his original PSAC. Thank you, Adam from Yerushalayim. If, as you say, that a person who uses somebody else's wireless internet causes that person a loss, even a very small loss, like you say, in speed, then, in fact, it's a kalach of zenehene v'zechoser, and he would have to pay the person for using his connection. If, however, the fact is that it doesn't cause that person any loss, then it's zenehene v'zelochoser, this one's getting enjoyment, the other one's losing nothing, then it's okay. It really depends on the fact. If the fact is, as you say, then one should not do it without paying the person who he is, or getting his permission and paying him if necessary, or not doing it if he doesn't want you to do it. If there's absolutely no loss to the other person, then you're allowed to do it without his permission and surely don't have to pay him.